In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Armagon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Alrighty. And we're back for part two.
Welcome to Talking Comics, part two. Episode 32, part
33, something
who
like that.
Who knows?
Part two of the giant-sized episode. To recap, the first episode was our normal polls. Yeah. I had a bunch, she had a little.
Little.
We're not going to do any more like reading or anything like that because we haven't read anything in the last 10 minutes. So, we're going to go over.
Wait, where's that bat? Oh, never mind.
Okay. So, we're going to go over just like the thoughts of the convention. What was your thoughts of going today?
It was really fun.
We went to one in Wake Forest.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people cosplaying fun things.
Yep. Yeah. There was a cool Power Ranger there. That was neat.
There's two cool Power Rangers.
I only saw one.
Oh, I saw a green one and a white one.
Oh, I saw the white one. I didn't see the green one.
Oh, I saw the green one.
Okay.
There were people playing the Amazing Geo Circus characters. You don't know what that is, do you? Yeah. He needs to watch it.
So there was cosplayers there. There were vendors. Cool vendors. Yeah. A bunch of comic books.
We got a few new people to be on the podcast.
Well, I was just about to say. So, we got, I wasn't going to show these, but.
You know, whatever.
I've got several books from people that are local that are going to be on, that want to be on the podcast. So, we bought a couple of these. Some people gave them to us or. They signed them, so we have a stack that we will be interviewing these people. So this will be coming. These will be the episodes releasing around probably November, because the conversations are kind of booked till the end of October at the moment. It gives me a chance to read them. It's gonna be kind of cool because I've met these people and I have their stuff in hand. It's not just digital, so that's kind of cool. And we met some artists.
Open the tiny one.
Not right now. Okay. We'll have a chance to read those and we'll show them off when we have them on the podcast. So that was pretty cool. That was probably my highlight because we got to meet some of those people.
Yeah.
I wore this shirt. It really worked. Everybody was like, what's this about? So that was kind of cool. She wore the Panel Pete shirt.
TCP.
And her hat, which she'll never had on.
Yeah, it's
in the other room. Yeah, so there were some cool vendors. We got some cool comics.
Cool.
Do you want to go first? What else do we want to talk about? The convention, though.
It was like really cool. It's pretty big.
It was in a high school gym, or I guess not a community center gym, a high school.
It was in a gym. There we go.
Yep. But they had vendors around the whole outside and in the middle, so
yeah,
it was pretty neat. Spent too much money.
Way too much, but you know, it's worth it for comics.
It's for the podcast.
Yeah. Do it for the views.
It's for the content. Do it for the content. Do it for the views. Do it for...
Almost getting ran by Buffalo in the middle of the road. Do it for the content!
For the content. So we got to... Yeah, so we picked up some things at a few of the booths. Mm-hmm. Talked to some really cool people. Got invited to go to another convention or have a booth at a convention in April. So that's going to be cool.
See us there.
We'll see you there. See people there. Yeah, everybody was really nice.
You'll be seeing us digitally. You'll be seeing us in person.
Everybody was super nice and yeah, it was really good. So you want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. So we both got a stack.
Yeah.
But, I got, let's see.
So I have all the interesting stuff.
I'll go first.
You know what I mean.
I got four What If comics. I really like the What If series. So I had the What If Phoenix Rose Again, It was kind of neat. Let's see here. Move this over here. Put these over here.
So much stuff underneath.
Yeah, I know. I need to clean it up. This one was hilarious. What if no one was watching The Watcher?
Oh, yeah.
These were cheap. I couldn't pass them up. What if Steve Rogers had refused to give up being Captain America? This one looks like he's about to get his butt kicked, so I'm interested to read that.
Yes.
What if the Avengers battled the Guardians of the Galaxy?
That one sounds honestly pretty good.
Sounds pretty cool. Those were the Watchmen. I was able to pick up a few more Thors pretty cheap. Actually,
a few more.
Okay.
Just a few.
We'll go backwards. So I got the King Size Annual number 7. So I got the number 7 Annual. That was cool. Let's see. I got the number 448 where he's with Spider-Man. Guest starring the Amazing Spider-Man. Thought that was pretty cool. And we got number 435. No more Mr. Nice God. Looks like he's got a big machine gun. Let's see. We got 433 is the first of a stunning new epic. There's a new Thunder God in town. So that's interesting. Look, shading on his boot.
Wow.
Anyway. This one has shading too. This one was cool. This is kind of neat. This is a giant size 350th. That was kind of, it's got Thor and Loki. And so we got 430 with Ghost Rider.
That looks pretty cool.
416, The Hero and the Horror. It's kind of like a horror comic. I don't know. It looks weird. No shading on the boot.
No shading. It's a guitar pick.
This one doesn't. So here's the giant size 300th issue. Thought that was cool. So I got 300th and 350th issue, and I know I've got the 450th issue too. So that was pretty neat. The 450th issue has a reprint of 85 in it, which is really neat. That's got the first Loki appearance.
That's cool.
Yeah. They got 361. Oh, it's the goats. Oh, that's freaking cool.
What?
It's got the goats on the front.
That's cool.
Yeah. So 361. 339. I have 337 and 338. So this was neat to continue the Beta Ray series or storyline. 271. So we're getting to the older ones. This one is guest starring, looks like some of the Avengers, Vision, and Iron Man and Beast. So that was kind of neat. 423. That was 271. This is 223. Fire Sword versus God versus God. I mean, it's pretty cool. Getting to the older ones. And then this would have been the oldest I had before those other two that I got a couple weeks ago. But this is 220. So this is a pretty cool cover. So that was my pull from today at this convention. Plus we got, you know, of course, the local artist ones, which are really cool. Yeah. So creators, local creators.
Okay.
All right. So Annika, what did you get today?
I got a stack.
Yep.
I'm so excited. Okay. Move my script. Okay. That can move. So I got a bunch of Harleys. So first I got Harley Quinn, number 75, has Poison Ivy and Catwoman on it. It's pretty cool. I think it's like a book. It looks like a book and it feels like a book and it's pretty thick. So this one's pretty cool. Then I got some these. To go with my Poison Ivy collection.
She's starting to fill out the Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy number 3. Oh, this is... It has something on the back. I don't know.
Oh. What does it say?
Stanley Art Grimm. what's the name of the variant cover artist.
Oh, okay, cool.
Number three, this is now the lowest one I have. I used to have, like, the lowest one used to be number seven.
Okay.
Now it's number five. This one's really cool, too. Number six.
So three, five, and six.
And number eight.
And number eight. So four more to, towards that collection.
Yep. Now I got this Batman 127, Harley Quinn 30th anniversary one. Pretty cool.
It had Harley on it, so she wanted it.
Also, I'm pretty sure this is a little book.
Okay.
Thing. I got Harley Quinn and Power Girl, number 11. It looks pretty cool.
Yep, just slowly getting our collection.
Next, this is like a really cool cover to me. Harley Quinn, number 21. It's a really cool cover. I love it.
Yeah, it is a cool cover.
Like it's decaying. Next, Harley Quinn, number 20. Really cool. She has like a golden gun. Yeah, it's golden. Right there. It's cool.
Very cool.
Next I got.
I think out of ones you got.
Harley Quinn number 30.
This is my favorite cover today.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. Is there one under that? Okay. Now, I got this one.
Oh, yeah.
$5. This is really cool.
Yeah, it's a that. So I looked it up. It was a convention exclusive or an event exclusive. So
I don't know. I really like.
They had those two. Those are two covers that were separate issues, but they combined it for an event into one. So
I just got this.
Pretty neat.
Both now.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
In one. Next, I got this.
Yep.
So remember a few episodes ago. I got this. This is my older one. So I'm going to open this one.
Are you going to open it on the podcast? Oh.
So it's 60-page adventure of Superman, number 500, with removable translucent cover.
Translucent?
Translucent cover. Extra exclusive 8 extra story pages. One Skybox Bloodlines trading card featuring 4 new Supermen. Here we go. Here's the back. Actually, or should I open this one? Because this one's in worse condition.
Yeah, open the old worst condition.
Okay, I'm going to open this one, actually. Not the one that
I
got.
Does it say the same thing on the back?
Yeah. Exact same thing.
Okay, yeah. Open it.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to try not to, like, ruin it. Which, knowing me, it probably will. Oh, there we go. It opens really easily.
Sweet.
Maybe. No. Yeah. I'm ruining everything. And before I open this, he did. Like, he had number 500 that wasn't in one of these, so we already saw the cover. I don't know if this is, like, different variants of the cover, but
open it and let's see.
You have the first look. Well, if it...
Ooh.
Oh. This is cool.
That is pretty cool.
I don't really get the translucent cover thing. I don't really get that. Anyways, it's Superman 500. And now for the trading card.
I was about to say, is the card
featuring 4 new Supermen.
Very cool.
It's cool. It has the several ones. And
that's pretty cool.
It says stuff on the back. You're going to have to zoom in really close.
Don't worry. It's no big deal.
Like that. This is really cool. This is like a book, too.
Very cool.
I don't really get the translucent cover thing. Do you get it?
Cool.
It looks really cool.
Open up the first page. Like, let me see the backside of the front cover. No, I don't know. Cone hits. Is that cone hits? That was funny.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyways,
pretty cool.
So I just wanted. So we saw those, and I wanted to get one to open because I didn't open that one.
Yeah.
Or well, this is the older one.
Well, either one doesn't matter.
Okay, I don't know how to put this back.
That's fine. Just, I'm not doing we'll deal with it later.
Yeah. Next.
All right. Oh, going with this one.
This is our first ever slab.
Yep, we have a slab. First ever slab.
And it's a Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Of all.
We own that comic.
Yes, it's over there.
But we saw
the slab.
We saw the slab. We've seen the slab before, but it was $100. And this one we got for a steal, I think. So
do you want to tell them how much we paid? Okay.
But it was less than
$100.
Well, it was way less than $100. I wouldn't have paid $100.
Less than $50.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I was like, he'd had it for a while, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. He's like, yeah, price negotiable. And I offered some lowball number, and he added $5 to it and took it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Just to have it is pretty cool.
Yeah. So displaying this. And
yeah, we'll display it up there.
Displaying it right there.
But we do now own our first slab gotten.
I'm very excited about this, actually.
And it's a 9.8, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
I literally, legitimately think it's impossible to get a 10.
Well, they're out there, very few and far between.
Like, maybe like 30 of them.
Yep. So that was that.
Now, also over there, the same guy that we got that heart break guy from was selling mystery bags. So we got a mystery bag. We're gonna open it. Probably break the bag too. I want to keep this bag. Never mind.
So, do you want scissors or?
No. I'd rather be destructive.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it felt like a book, and it is a book. Parts. Book. It's a Dragon Masters walking the Rainbow Dragon.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Scholastic book.
Okay.
Yeah, you can read
There's more stuff in it. It's a thing.
A what?
I don't know.
Pokemon. Those are Eevees, aren't they?
I don't know.
Oh, it's like from a box.
It's cool.
Okay.
Next. Oh, it's a mochi, but something.
A mochi?
There's a lot of stuff.
Keep going.
Ooh, stickers.
Yeah, what'd you do with your other sticker?
I don't know. It was in that bag.
Oh, it's probably around here somewhere. Probably in between.
We got stickers. I don't know what that is.
I can't see it. I'm not sure.
I don't know what that is. Here's another sticker. Also do not know what that is.
Very cool.
They
look cool.
They do look cool. What else is in here? Oh, more stickers. Also do not know what that is.
Looks cool.
In the comments if you know what any of this is. Ooh, more stickers. Do you know what this is? I don't.
Nope.
Do you know what this is?
Nope.
Nope. Do you know what this is?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's supposed to go on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's like one of these things.
I have to retape it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anything else?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other stuff.
Gee.
I don't know what this is.
A bunch of cool stickers, though.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. More stickers. I don't know what this is. I also don't know what that is. Or this.
They look cool.
I think they're all from like the same thing. What is this? Oh.
More stickers.
More stickers. This is like a Sprunky thing. No, I don't know what that's called. I forgot what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know. my cousins were raving about that. A Spider-Man slap bracelet.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I have that?
Yeah.
No?
I said, yeah. Oh. I don't know. Probably not. More sticker. Jeez. There are so many stickers.
That's crazy.
So many stickers. Okay, let's move on to the non-stickers. I'll share this sticker because I already took it out. If I don't, I don't know what that is. I think that's from Sprunky too. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. What is this? Oh, it's a chip of Taylor Swift. I don't like Taylor Swift.
Well, there goes Taylor coming on our podcast.
Sorry. No, I like what you do for the community. I just, not really a fan of your songs, but like I love what she like does and like what she does. Like,
okay.
You know what
I mean. Move on.
Okay. Morning, keep out. Guard dogs on patrol.
What is it?
I think it's a sticker.
Oh, another sticker. Okay.
I don't have dogs. I only have cats. Wish it was a cat. High voltage. Yes, I am high voltage.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is in here? Oh, it's another mochi. It's a bat. Purple bat.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened to it. Next. Get all the stickers.
It's a lot of stickers.
More of this. That. Yeah, it's Sprunky. I don't know what that is. More Sprunky.
You'll have to look it up.
I think it's like a game thing. Or the Fruit Man. That has a mohawk. I don't know. I can't.
All right. Anything else in there?
Yeah. This. Hold on. Let me check. That was pretty cool.
That was neat.
You got a lot of stuff for $5.
Bunch of stickers and some.
Too many stickers.
Books, a book and your slap bracelet and.
Yeah. I'm probably never going to use these stickers. Honestly.
Never know. Put them in a notebook. Give them to friends.
I'll probably give them to my cousin. She likes Sprunky or whatever. There's so many stickers.
Yeah.
I might do a giveaway and whatnot.
So what was the favorite thing you got today?
This mochi.
Not the slab?
Oh, yeah. The slab. I thought you meant in the mystery
bag. Okay, Okay, what's the favorite thing in the mystery bag? Mochi? All right, what was the favorite other thing you got
today? My slab.
Is it the slab or any of the other comics?
The slab.
Okay.
Slab. I've always wanted one of these. And now I finally have one.
Wow.
I like it.
Don't peel it yet.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just.
All right.
It smells weird.
So in part one, you said that you couldn't say what you're looking forward to reading the most because
you hadn't revealed it yet.
So now that we've revealed all of our polls, what is the thing you're looking forward to reading the most? Now that we've opened everything,
mm-hmm.
revealed everything, what are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Probably just Batman 127.
Okay. And when I get back, we'll hang up your slab.
Mm-hmm. Hang it up.
Well, put up shelves or whatever so you can put it up on the thing. So that'll be pretty cool. All right. You know what time it is?
Oh, wait. We sold part of the skill? I forgot. Question time. I'm going to wear this for the rest of the episode.
Love it.
Spider-Man, this is so uncomfortable.
We can't have a part two. We can't have an episode that releases without your favorite part of the show.
Yeah. Well, this was my favorite part of the show. But...
the revealing, yeah. The opening. But normally, every episode, what's your favorite part?
Question time, yeah, of course.
Do you want to go first?
No, you can go first this time because I went first last episode.
Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions of time. Woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. Woo. Yeah.
Question time.
All right, so I got some cool, like, grading since we got a slab. Some cool comic grading trivia.
Oh, good, okay.
So according to CGC, what grade is considered near mint?
9.8.
Very good. What does the term raw comic mean?
Like, freshly printed. Like, not, like, I don't know.
So they're either raw or they're slabbed.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
Non-slabbed comic. So all of our comics except one are raw.
Yeah. So that's what I said totally.
Which of these restoration techniques would typically lower a comic's value if detected? Color touch-up, staple replacement, page cleaning, or all the above?
All the above.
Correct. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
On the Overstreet Price Guide scale, what grade corresponds to a comic with a heavy wear, possibly detached cover, but complete story pages?
Multiple choice.
So it's very fine, 8, fine, 6, good, 2, poor, 0.5.
Poor, 0.5.
Nope, it's actually good, 2.0. Okay. Which company was the first major third-party comic grading service founded in 2000? Other CBCS, CGC, PX, PGX,
PGX.
Or EAEGS?
PGX.
Nope, it's actually the one that your slab's from.
Oh, nice.
CGC, Certified Grading Company, or Guarantee Company. Interesting. What does a qualified grade green label from CGC indicate?
Multiple choice.
So it could represent comics is missing pages, a signature or defect that prevents a universal grade, comic is restored, or comic is counterfeit.
Comic is restored.
It is
counterfeit.
A signature or defect that prevents a universal grade.
What does that mean?
Not really sure. I don't know why a signature would be different. I don't know. We'll have to look it up. True or false? A 9.9 mint graded comic is more common than a 10.0.
Correct.
True.
That's 100% true.
Though both are rare, 9.9s are slightly more common than the elusive perfect 10. All right. So I've got some more like just like true or false questions.
Okay.
Stan Lee once appeared in a DC comic.
True.
It is true. Just Imagine 2001. Jack Kirby was nicknamed the King of Comics.
True.
Widely known as King Kirby. Neil Gaiman originally pitched The Sandman as a Marvel horror series. False. He created it for DC and Vertigo.
Oh. Wait. That isn't even Marvel, is it?
Correct. Jim Lee studied medicine before becoming a legendary comic artist.
Oh, true.
He was. He studied, he had did pre-med at Princeton University.
Princeton? That's hilarious.
Frank Miller created Deadpool.
Can I look on my sheet? True. No, false.
False.
That's what I said.
It was Rob Liefeld.
That's what I said.
Or Liefeld. All right. Brian Michael Bendis is known for co-creating Miles Morales.
Who?
Spider-Man Miles Morales?
No.
Oh, Brian Michael Bendis.
False.
True.
Oh. The one time I say false. The one time.
Alan Moore refused to have his name credited on many film adaptations of his comic.
False.
True. He's very public about it, is what it says. Yeah. Todd McFarlane once set a Guinness World Record for the longest running creator owned comic. Yep. Spawn still, I guess, still holds that record.
Spawn?
Yeah.
What is so popular about Spawn 77?
I don't know.
Like, why does everybody have Spawn 77? Like, why is it so popular?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up. Chris Claremont wrote The Death of Superman. False. It was written by Dan Jurgens and others. All right, last one. Frank Quitely, or Quietly, is a pen name.
What? Frank what?
Frank Quietly is a pen name.
False.
True. Real name is Vincent.
Wait, what's a pen Dagan, name mean?
Like a pseudonym, like a different, go by a different name.
Well, I thought you meant like he has a brand that makes pins.
He chose Quitely because it was a play on Quietly. I don't know. I don't get that. All right, it's your turn.
Wait, that is.
What?
I just was looking at this. Like, I didn't know if it was like a sticker or like a patch or what. Okay. Here we go. Haunt. Con. This or that.
Convention this or that.
Con this or that. Okay. There's only one correct option. Okay.
Okay.
San Diego Comic-Con versus New York Comic-Con.
San Diego.
Correct, because I have a Harley Quinn versus Invades whatever Comic-Con.
San Diego. Yeah, I'd love to go there one day.
Cosplay contest or Artistry Alley?
I would pick Artist Alley.
Wrong. Minus 5,000 points. Celebrity panel versus comic creator. Okay, good job. Buying exclusives versus getting autographs.
I'd probably want to get autographs. That's a tough one, though.
I know. Small local con versus huge mega con.
Small local con all day.
Yep, all day, all night.
The one we went to today was just really a whole lot of fun.
First day rush versus last day deals.
They're both really good. Last day deals.
Yeah. Comic shopping versus celebs.
Collectibles.
Collectibles shopping.
Comic shopping.
Correct. Hall H big reveals versus indie show.
That's tough. Because the big reveals are good, but I'll see them on TikTok, so I'd rather go to the indie show showcase.
Wedding in line versus wandering the floor. Wandering the floor
for sure.
Meeting writers versus meeting artists.
Ooh, I can't pick that.
You can't pick that. I can't pick that. You can't. They both equal 500 points.
I mean, they're both equal.
Exactly.
Like, you can't have one without the other.
So you just gained 1,000 points.
You can't have one without the other. Wow, that's a tough one. Well, cool. Well, that's
all I get.
Yeah, that was it.
That's all?
That was it. This was our convention recap episode. All right. Is there anything else you want to cover about the convention today?
No.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
It was really fun?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part the whole day? The slab?
Mm-hmm.
We normally, like I said, it was our first slab. We don't buy slabs.
We don't.
I don't get them. I don't get it. The slab thing. It's like, I want to read it. But in this case, we already have it.
In four different versions. Oh,
three now different. Three different versions.
Now you know, four different versions.
Now four. And it was pretty cheap, so it was all right. Maybe I should look into getting a couple of mine slabbed. I don't know. Maybe my journey into mystery slabbed or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, cool. Let's see. So, anything we want to cover? Panel Pete merch.
Panel Pete merch.
Talking Comics merch. Buy us a comic.
We're going to that convention. We're going to have a booth in April.
Right. But we're going to go to another convention in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 weeks we're going to go to another one.
Which one?
Another local, just a local one like today's.
Nice. I always love local ones. Yep. Not big, you know, crazy ones.
And then, so we'll do that. We're going to that in a couple weeks. We'll do maybe another giant size episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, if you want to be a guest, if you're an artist or creator, reach out. We'll have you on the conversations. Or if you want to just join us for fun, reach out. We'll pick a comic, we'll read it, and, you know, we'll get some people like that on, too. I got 3 or 4 people that want to do that. So, if you're interested in being on an episode with us, just reach out and let us know. And that is part 2 of our giant size episode.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.